Mundus podcast.
Your initial thoughts on Dear the Doctor. Go, Danny.
Sweet.
And that's my it. One. That's it.
Yeah, that's my one word, really highly nuanced review. Sweet. It was really, really good, man. Really enjoyed it. John Hurt. I think what I might end up doing over the next like 10 minutes or so is just rattling off names and going, yeah, they were good. John Hurt, awesome. Kate Lethbridge-Stewart, awesome. What else? Zygons.
Did you think the whole Zygon thing was a little bit kind of quickly resolved?
Was, but yeah, they were always, yeah, they're a little bit of a kind of a side dish, aren't they, the Zygons? And yeah, I mean, the whole thing's an exercise in fan service anyway. I remember hearing that David Tennant, for ages and ages and ages, kind of wanted Zygons back. And I guess they never made the cut with Russell Davies. I don't know. But there was a transformation sequence, which was nice and slimy.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Yeah, that whole thing was a little bit, okay, kind of resolved quite quickly. But there's so much else going on that, yeah, fair enough. Side plot.
And what did you think of the whole kind of Billy Piper, is it Bad Wolf? Did you think that was a good, because actually everyone thought it was going to be Rose. And they completely led us down a different path, didn't it?
It's kind of weird. It's kind of... Okay, so... Yeah, I know it's a show about time travel and it all gets mixed up, but... Does this explain why the Doctor is so close to Rose? Is it a self-fulfilling prophecy? Because the John Hurt Doctor met somebody who looked like Rose before he regenerated into the Ninth Doctor. So does that explain why there's such a close bond? Because Rose was... Yeah, because now it becomes, because it's kind of a slight loop out of it, but now Rose sort of becomes even more the person that saved the Doctor's soul, as it were, by persuading the Doctor not to commit genocide.
It's interesting. But I think it's interesting, the thing now, it's changed the show's direction in a way, but also it kind of reboots a bit of the stuff that's happened in the past, like the end of time and stuff like that, that sort of stuff's been messed about with, and also the... Any sort of thing about, like, Eccleston's guilt into his persona, that's kind of gone now, so it's a kind of a weird one, isn't it?
It's sort of, well, it makes total sense of Eccleston. Yeah, it redeems the Doctor, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's actually quite nice that they sort of, the kind of massively guilty Doctor thing was, like, a product of the show from 2005 onwards. It's a brilliant idea. It's a really great way of actually giving the character a bit of emotional depth. But it's been the template of the show for like the last 8 years, and it's quite nice that they've kind of found a way to kind of move on from that, I think. So, yeah, it changes stuff about, but to be honest, I think it was about time that things were changed about anyway. I don't think they could have sort of ploughed that particular kind of furrow for a lot longer, to be honest, without it becoming quite boring.
I think we all know what it's ready for. It's ready for the return of the Rani.
Played by... Joan Collins.
I don't know who the hell they would get. They'll probably get someone really random to play Ronnie now.
It was Zoe Lucker was the one that, off of Footballers' Wives, was always the name came up. Or Gillian Anderson, randomly.
That is very random. Yeah. It's like, I could cope with Gillian Anderson playing that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally. I ain't complaining. I need all that issue of FHM. But, yeah, sorry.
Nearly bought you said nearly.
Yeah, I didn't. I took it out because it's dirty.
So I think the Tennant, Hurt and Smith, the banter between them, I think worked really well, sand shoes and all that. I think that was really nice to watch.
And I've heard a couple of people kind of observe that Hurt served as a sort of voice of the old guard. And kind of voices a lot of things that seem to have been complained about the new version of the show by the old guard, as it were. Yeah, it's a nice kind of mixture of kind of, you get all the Doctors in the room's going to be quite a bit dick swinging, isn't there? And there was a bit of that, and then they kind of eventually sort of realise that they can kind of work together and team up and Jesus, there was like a 13-fold team up, wasn't there? But yeah, but it was a lot of fun. And John Hurt, I haven't really seen him do anything with a comedic edge before. I'm used to seeing him suffering in a wonderful fashion, and he was bloody brilliant. I really hope they find a good way of bringing 8.5 back in some fashion, because John Hurt, he was great, fantastic stuff. A lot lighter than I was expecting, because yeah, just the nature of how he sort of came about, you're kind of expecting him to be actually a bit of a wanker, but he's not.
Did you expect, or a little fan heart kind of hope that Eccleston would turn up as he regenerated?
Yeah, there was just a kind of a little, oh, come on, the bit of his face. Oh, come on. That would be so cool. Oh, okay, fair play, right? That ship has sailed.
I think Moffat's done well because he's actually tying up a lot of things that people were kind of wanting to happen and wanting to see, like the McGann regeneration and stuff like that. Over the anniversary, he's kind of tied things like that up, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's kind of tidied away quite a bit of the some stuff that was missing from the first 50 years. And I've read a lot of stuff about him saying that it's basically, it kind of celebrates it, but it also kind of like it sets the agenda for the next half century, however long it lasts. But yes, it was wonderful to see McGann. And again, I really hope somehow he comes back, because that sort of 6 minutes was bloody fantastic.
Mondays. Is it now, how we're referring to things, is it 13 doctors? Or because they did say 13 at one point, didn't they?
Moffat is saying that numbering hasn't changed. I would be quite happy for the numbering to change, because that makes Capaldi, whose eyebrows appeared mysteriously, and that was fantastic. That makes Capaldi, well, if we're still following this 13 regenerations thing, I think the Sisterhood of Khan thing and the short, this is probably a pay to that. There's a good old get out of jail free card there, a legitimate one. But that would make him kind of potentially the last supposed incarnation of the Doctor, which is a great story arc for him to have.
I was also going to ask you, like, to tie things up near the end, what do you think about the curator, the Tom Baker character person who turned up? Did you think that was too much of kind of like, how to describe it, like, yes, who am I, who's this? But it was a bit ticky out of the show a little bit, wasn't it?
It was a little bit. That was, but then again, there was actually weirdly from like Tom Baker's interviews and that, it's like basically he sort of says that he wasn't really playing the Doctor, that's him. He wasn't really acting, that's just him being him. And for like a few years, I think he actually became bloody Gallifreyan. That was really sweet, completely unexpected. Looks like Tom's not a well man either, walking with a stick and everything. So it was good that he of all of the, I still haven't seen the five-ish Doctors reboot. I'm going to have to see that later. I'm going to watch that later on after this. But I think of all the classic Doctors that's still about, I'm really glad that he made it in. He's like my personal favourite. I think he's a lot of people's favourites. I'm sure he's Moffat's favourite. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been in. Took me out of it a little bit, but in a good way. And the whole thing is just a kind of, it's like, as I said, whole thing's kind of a really great kind of exercise in fan service. But I think it works in other ways as well.
Not to spoil the Five Doctors-ish thing, but yeah, there is a moment where they are actually in the filming bit, and they actually are under cloak sort of thing, and they are pretending to be the Zygons. So I don't know if it actually made it into the show or not. Oh, they were just fucking about. I'm not quite sure, but either way, it's nice to think that the three of them were in it. And it's to be noted as well that we absolutely lashed X Factor in the ratings as well, Doctor Who, so that's good.
10+ million.
Yeah, and that's not including the cinemas and the iPlayer. Mondays. The thing is, I suppose the last thing to talk about was the Christmas special trailer.
Yeah.
We've got Dalek, Sigh of Men and Weeping Angels, and have I forgotten anyone else? Or they were the main three, weren't they?
Oh, jeez, I can't remember. It kind of flashed by so quickly. Yeah. To be honest, I was still going, oh my God, Peter Capaldi turned up. I really wasn't taking it in. It's kind of, it was nice. Actually, all of that stuff has been allowed to kind of happen without a lot of people speculating over it. The 50th anniversary show's kind of got, well, actually, I guess it's been quite good because it's allowed them to kind of do Matt Smith's last episode in relative isolation and more importantly, to plan 12/13 in greater detail. Don't know a huge amount about that, other than that Ben Wheatley's directing two episodes, which is fantastic news.
Yeah, it does make you intrigued to see, because it's supposed to be about next August, isn't it, when it comes out?
I heard later, actually.
Oh, right.
Round about this time, which is, well, I mean, Moffat's got his way, and it's back in the dark, isn't it? Probably best off there, but...
It does make you interested to see where they're going to go with it now, obviously within the search for Gallifrey and stuff.
Yeah, we shall see. But it's nice, I don't know a great deal about it, and I'm quite happy that I don't, because I like surprises. Mondays.